This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour today is Mad Hatter Day, celebrating the beloved character from Alice in Wonderland. How many people know what a drug story that was? All about drugs, right? Getting high. Ooh, ah. It is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what they say, yeah.
But it was supposed to be, who are they? Your parents didn't tell you it was all about drugs?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I've heard a lot of adults say that it was about drugs.
I never heard any adults say.
Really?
Didn't tell me that. No, well, I was a kid anyway. But it's okay. So we got that to celebrate today, and it's also World Smile Day. So maybe we should have a contest between Jennifer Horn, Victoria, Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I as to who could sing "When You're Smiling." When you're smiling.
I thought World Smile Day just meant smile, not sing about it.
Why not? Let's sing about it. Let's think about living. Let's think about life.
That would be World Singing Day. Today's World Smile Day, right?
How about World Smile and Sing Day? Want to do that? We could do an amendment to this. When you're smiling. All right, I guess that isn't going to be a good idea that we follow up on. I've just been shut down, ladies and gentlemen, by the people on the air with me. They've shut me down. And, of course, I listen to everything, all the suggestions that they have for me, so it's time for us to move on into things that are more real, if you will. The discussion this week has pretty much focused on what happened in Las Vegas. Interesting that this fellow who killed 58 people was headed for Boston, it would seem. After he, the rap is that he was going to wipe out as many people as he could and then escape. He was planning on surviving and escaping. He wasn't planning on them finding him in his hotel room. And that's when he did himself in. But the Boston papers are all full of speculation about what was the next stop. So it got me to thinking about how many other places around the country have these sorts of venues, whether they're baseball parks, football stadiums, the arenas, basketball, hockey. Their venues that they have concerts. How many of the newer ones, Brooklyn, for example, is a pretty good example of how the new world order of people owning these teams are making money. They're building residencies around the stadiums, not hotels, but condos and apartments
like
that are very expensive.
Almost, yeah.
A village, right, exactly. So just imagine what that might have done under the circumstances if he'd have kept going. But I'm wondering out loud what it does to all the plans that exist for condos around ballparks and stadiums. Because in the case of the Nets, the fellow who bought the team, somebody that I happen to know, he didn't care about basketball. He didn't give a damn about basketball. But he's a big real estate developer in New York City. So he bought the team so he could build, buy the stadium.
The
and
Russian
build.
Guy?
No. This guy's name is Ratner.
There's a Russian guy who owns the Nets.
Well, he may have sold them, but this was about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh.
He bought the team so that he could build a big condo development all around the stadium. So, under that circumstance, if there are any of those that exist now, can you imagine how the value is going to go sink like a rock? And then,
with this guy, I don't know if he was, he seemed to be looking for concert venues. I know he was researching Fenway Park, and he was looking, but he had rented a room in Chicago by the Lollapalooza Festival.
Yes, I saw that.
He had rented a room by the Life is Beautiful Festival in downtown Las Vegas the weekend before his shooting at the Route 91 Festival. And but it seemed, I mean, according to, if you're listening to what people are, kind of the conclusions people are drawing, it seemed he was going to maybe make a car bomb. He thought he was going to escape. He had ammunition and stuff to make a bomb inside of his car. So, you know, I don't know if that's going to make people decide they don't want to live around stadiums anymore. I do think maybe Mandalay Bay is probably thinking, are people going to want to ever stay on my 32nd floor again? Do we have to refurbish? I mean, maybe.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I mean, I would see that happening more with them than maybe with condos, but who knows?
Yeah. All right, so the other side of this, people are intrigued by the NRA sort of picking up the gauntlet on this with Congress and the White House. Bumper stocks, is that how they bump stocks? The regulations that are weak on them. Interesting that they were weakened during the last presidency, it would appear. So now the NRA and the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people and all of that bunch say we need to do something on bump stocks. If you don't know what they are, my understanding is that they would make it easier for you to fire, almost as if to make an automatic weapon out of almost anything. Am I right on that?
It needs to go on a semi-automatic weapon, from what I understand. But what it does is it takes the motion of the recoil, and that charges it to fire automatically for you. So it mimics like a fully automatic weapon. So it's a device that you can buy for about $200. I actually spoke to someone yesterday about it who said he doesn't know necessarily why people need it. He has a gun store. He doesn't sell it in gun stores, but he made the comment that it's kind of tricky to get the hang of, so that would indicate that this particular shooter would have had to practice with it, because I guess to get the recoil to function right, it takes some practice. So
well,
he obviously used to practice a lot and to try to get that right.
So there are a couple of things that have brought that to the surface, including the fact that this week, bump stocks that give this sort of firing power that you're describing, Jennifer, flying off the shelves at gun stores. For example, the Georgia gun store in Gainesville, Florida, which basically they had them in stock but they never sold them, has been fielding calls from people all around the country.
Great.
And now they're out of stock. In Australia, the news there, quote from a newspaper, anybody that wants to get them probably just worried that they're going to be banned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good... the faster and sooner the better, it would seem. So the traction that this bill is gaining, but the fact that somebody would want to use them, it's again, what are you using them for? You can say, I have a right to use them, yeah. But at what point, what do you want them for?
My friend who owns he actually owns a guns and ammunition sporting goods store in California.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that not a lot of people actually even like to use them, because if you're using them to most people just use them for target practice, but if you're using them for anything like hunting or whatever, the bump stock actually makes it less accurate.
Really?
But obviously when you're spraying a crowd of people from up above, you don't need accuracy. You just need to spray lead at people, right?
All right. So tell me what would happen, if anybody knows, during... I'm not familiar with this at all, because I've actually never been to a gun range. Well, that's not true. I was on a gun range when I learned how to shoot a rifle. That was a long time ago. What using that for practice, why would that... If it's just going to spray... What do you need to practice for?
Well, because you can't... The bump stock, for some reason, takes some time to actually get... You have to get into the rhythm of picking up the recoil so that this thing will actually shoot for you. That's kind of what it does, is once the gun recoils, then it uses that motion to hit the trigger. But at most ranges, again, my friend, I'm going with what he says, because I don't know. I had to make myself aware of what this actually was. I had no idea. I don't think many people knew what these things were. But most ranges, including every NRA range across the country, will not allow you to use these, because if you go to a range, they don't let you do rapid fire. They want you to do real targeted practice. They don't want you to do just pow, 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 but pow, because of the danger of the recoil or the of the ricochet of bullets, they don't want you to do that. So he said you couldn't use these at any NRA court, at any NRA place across the country. You couldn't use them anywhere in California. Maybe there's some strange ranges out there across the country that might let you use them, but because of the rapid fire, it's safe to say he might have been practicing with them in the somewhere out in the desert. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have an open field, I mean,
well,
you can do that.
Apparently his girlfriend, this Mary Lou Danley, was observing this sort of behavior and his fascination with guns and him wanting it even. She said that she worried about his mental stability. So what did she do about it?
She took his money and went to the Philippines.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, she did.
And that's
nothing.
Where that's the root cause of this stuff, this mental instability that creates in someone's mind the need, the desire, the ability to do what this guy did. And so she's not guilty, but she's culpable. If you know something, it's the old business about if you see it, you know, when if you, what do they say at the airport? If you see it, report it or something.
See something, say something.
Tell somebody, yeah.
Yep.
All right, observations
maybe
galore.
Maybe she did say a little something, and that's where the $100,000 came from.
Right.
Hush money.
Yeah, get out of here. Right.
Or maybe that was his backup plan. It's just there's so many questions. It's this story is like a bad
out of this guy.
Like a bad movie of the week. I mean,
awful.
It's horrible.
Yep. All right, let's talk about something else. The situation, these sorts of things, they get. I had a very bad night's sleep last night. I had nightmares about this guy. For whatever the reason, and that's what happens when you talk about these things, and they become so much a part of the when we have these conversations on the air, we really get into the nitty-gritty, the detail, so we can tell stories to people about what has happened or what's transpiring now. And I almost had a video in my mind of this kind of stuff. And I was, actually, that's why I said what I just did when I read that Boston was a target and some of these other cities, Chicago, and thinking about Fenway Park or thinking about some of these other places that are built. Fenway Park is basically in a neighborhood's being gentrified in Boston. And there's houses all the way, well, three of the four sides have houses around them, close enough to be able to do this sort of thing. Mass Pike is on one side, and the parking's not there. It's all over the place. But how many other of the parks that are in the cities themselves were close to? I don't know what happened to me, but I just got very worked up about it. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
John Lodge. Guys are in the band. Epitomized what that rock feel was. That also demonstrated well by Electric Light Orchestra from this era. But the Moody's were so unique and still are. They are having their 50th anniversary tour this year. I happened to get to know Justin Bieber. I just fired off a congratulations to him in an email. They finally have gotten a nomination to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You've heard me 100 times. Finally! 100 times once I've said, this is one of the biggest outrages and show to a bunch of phonies the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame operators are. So now I guess I have to change my tune about that. So
well, they're nominated. They're not in yet, so
we'll
see.
It'll be interesting. Who else? There's 19 groups on the list. The British Invasion, well represented here. Look at this. Depeche Mode, Dire Straits, Eurythmics, Radiohead. I don't know who Kate Bush is or something. I don't know why I don't.
She's kind of an indie rock singer. She's been around forever. Yeah. Judas Priest was a huge surprise, even to them. They're, heavy metal.
Yeah. So, Depeche Mode been up before, but they're up again. The mention for the first other people, Nina Simone, Rage Against the Machine, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, I don't know of them. That's a fifth nod for Jay Giles, the fourth for LL Cool J, third for The Cars, Zombies, Bon Jovi's up. Chaka Khan with Rufus to be eligible, you have to have had their first recording no later than 1992, 25 years since the release of their first commercial record. So now the public has till December 5th to cast votes on the inductees on the Rock and Roll Hall site. I'm going there during the next newscast.
Yeah, but here's the downside. 1%. The fan votes only count 1%. So it's still 99% the Rock Hall members.
The politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Moody's are well respected.
I hope they make it. They're right. Very deserving.
Absolutely. Are. Yep. So that's good. Victoria's so funny. I can't stand it when people start oh, finally this and finally that, which is nonsense. So she puts finally in capital letters. Finally.
And you said it.
I did. Finally. All right. Good. Congrats to them. Here's some info from Eric Church, who headlined the first day of the music festival last weekend in Las Vegas about the shooting. He reminisced on the Harvest Festival crowd, how lively it was, fans holding up boots when they played these boots, American flags during How About You and records during record year. He said, I was so moved by it. This is my crowd. I've seen this crowd all year. They're mine. He said that he didn't want to play at the Grand Ole Opry, but then he watched an interview with widow of one of his fans. Last night, somebody sent me a video of a lady named Heather Melton. She was talking to Anderson Cooper. She had it on our church choir tour shirt. A lot of emotion around this, isn't there? Huh?
Yep.
As well, there ought to be. Eric Church here for your consideration at 28 past the hour on the DJB show.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Volvo rolls out a new SUV with the identical horsepower to the Porsche Macan Turbo. The XC60 has always been Volvo's bestseller in the United States, but for 2018 it comes with 400 horsepower in the T8. Volvo added a turbo, a supercharger and an electric motor to make its four-cylinder XC60 a plug-in hybrid supercharged turbo SUV. It starts considerably less than the Porsche. The Volvo XC60 is expected to start in the mid-$40,000 range. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you like sort of blasé, middle-of-the-road radio, you come to the wrong place. If you like being mediocre, you don't want to hear what we have to say because we all have different perspectives and are happy and encouraged to express them. We includes Jennifer Horn on the West Coast in Los Angeles, Victoria Keelan is in New York City, Kara Schillen in Washington at the controls in our studio there. I'm Doug Steffen. There's nothing mediocre about me, and I've never, on the years that I've been on the air back to when I was a teenager, I don't think I better be, well, maybe that's when I got into the world of talk in the 70s. I may have, before that might have been a little mediocre, but although I was kind of, I had fun as a jock, except everybody told me I talked too much. Shut up and play the music! All right, so shut up and talk about things. The world of travel, interesting things going on there. The Las Vegas Tourist Bureau is trying to figure out how they can change people's minds. Cancellations galore, as you might expect. The airlines even report that their number of the people flying in and out of there. You know, the one thing about this week, speaking, I guess, of travel, that it's taken North Korea off the front page. Have you noticed?
Taken everything off the front page.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. North Korea now sneaking around, some people say, but I'd rather talk about traveling to other places and doing other things. Although this is a kind of, this shows you, frankly, the suggestion from the new CEO of Delta. These guys are so tone deaf. Well, the guy that runs United, they still do stupid stuff, a lot of stupid stuff, training. So now the new CEO of Delta said this week that giving away upgrades for loyalty doesn't make any sense.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
That's quite a bold statement.
He believes that cabin segmentation is good for the airline industry. He says we are the best at keeping people from using their upgrades.
What?
The most loyal flyers, I'm telling you. This is a story you can, it's in a travel, this is a travel site called Flyer Talk. That's where I first saw it, but it's now in the popular media, any of the business, you can see this in any of the business reporters' places. He says we have to create actual value for our flyers in every cabin. So he said 10 years ago, you'd have a business traveler pay $800 to sit in the middle seat next to somebody who bought their ticket 6 months earlier for $69. That's not fair. Well, in a manner of speaking, it isn't fair. But so what we're going to do at Delta is make sure you pay for every seat that you're in. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm looking at some of the blogs that follow, and they're very consistent. This, like by the thousands, people are saying, okay, you don't value me, screw you, I'm going to United or American. That's exactly what this will do.
Well, it just seems so anti what every culture, forget the travel industry. I mean, how many grocery stores have loyalty cards?
Or loyalty programs.
Every time you go into any store, I get shocked. Some of the stores you go into, they say, you want to belong to our loyalty program? I mean, what? This is cost plus. But, they still do that.
Yeah, right. All right. Also on the travel, and I'm flying on Delta over to Italy. You know what I'm doing? I'm going on Iberia. Over to
Siberia?
To Madrid, and then from Madrid to Turin. Yeah, and then coming back on Delta. Meanwhile, the rail systems in America, those of you who like to travel the rails, it's a lot of fun if you can go on the right trips, like the trip across the northern part of North America, or the northern part of America into Canada. What a great ride that is. And it's still kind of fun to take the fast train down to New York and Washington. Seven major urban rail systems facing a backlog of $50 billion in repairs. They've torn apart both Grand Central and, Station, haven't they, Victoria, New York?
Well, Grand Central, I don't know about, but Penn Station has, after all the Amtrak stuff and then Jersey Transit's a mess. I mean, Penn Station's been just a debacle for the last 6 months.
Yeah. And here in Boston, if you follow what goes on with the MBTA, so-called T, it is the worst system in the country as far as repairs are needed. The list is long. They have a contractor. I know some of the people that work for this contractor. They're kids that worked on the farm with me, and they got jobs working with a contractor. They get paid $24, $25, $26 an hour, and the unions have them so throttled that they can only one task a day is all they're allowed to do by the union. And after they've taken 10 minutes to do it, they spend the rest of the day doing nothing. And if they do something more than the one task a day, they put in for overtime. The overtime budget at the T is out like $150 million or some crazy thing. It's nuts. So not only is the infrastructure in bad shape, but the management is horrific. Used to be that the metro system in Washington, Kara, was the best in the country. And now it's a mess. All the deferred maintenance, the budget's getting tightened up, and most of it, those of you who are union members will throw something at the radio, but most of it lays at the feet of the unions and how they've managed, especially the public unions, public entities. It's hard for management, it would seem, city and town management, government, to say no to the unions because of the campaign contributions that come from the big unions aiming to support certain politicians. So they're right there to help out when they come in with their ridiculous requests. Remember the old term feather bedding? Anybody remember that term? Anybody know that term?
Mm-mm. No.
Feather bedding was the word that was applied for the sort of thing that I just described, but it was for the rail workers. They used to have, especially with the conductors, they'd have two guys on a shift, let's say from Boston to New York. You're in the caboose. There are two guys there. One guy sleeps and the other one takes care of the work. But the feather bedding rules require they have two people in the caboose at all time, even though they only needed one.
That's my rule, too, by the way.
Really? For you, Jennifer. All right, let's see what General Motors is doing in the travel department. They're going full throttle with all electric cars. How many people think this is a good idea? Anybody here excited about driving an electric car? No, I didn't think so.
No.
I think only because I'm trying to think if I've ever. No, I've never driven a full electric one, like the hybrid ones I've driven. And they're not that exciting.
No, no, you don't even know when they're turned on.
Right.
And they don't have any real power.
Yeah.
You can't move, really.
I've never driven a Tesla, so I don't want to say none of them are exciting, but I'm sure that one
is. Tesla's fun to drive.
Yeah.
So GM says by the year 2023, they have expected 20% of their cars to be electric. The Chevrolet Bolt is an all-electric vehicle that's out there now. It goes 238 miles. I tell you something. They may be practical for local usage, but they are worthless for a trip because you don't know where you can plug into them. You know,
right.
You can say, oh, yeah, you can plug everywhere.
Especially, I mean, we're, for the most part, you guys are along the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. Once you start traveling across country, I would be scared to go, okay, how many places am I going to find in Nebraska to plug in my car? I mean, you know, it seems like a risk still at this point.
France, England, India, planning to ban the sale of diesel and gas-burning vehicles over the next couple of decades. California considering a similar ban.
Yeah, 2040, they want to ban gasoline sales.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, good for
them. Make room for me in one of your homes, guys, because I'm going to be coming soon.
Yeah. Do I have to move my kids and my grandson out of California so that I can
Well, they fit in better here than I do.
Yeah, maybe that's it. All right, China set future electric car quotas as well. They want in the next 10 years, 30,000 fossil fuel vehicles. I mean, they want to, they're giving their quota. They don't make a lot of cars, so they bring them in. Most of the cars that are brought in are from America. And they have put a quota on in the future. Electric car quotas for automakers who import or produce more than 30,000 fossil fuel vehicles. You got to have electric cars over there, too. Well, at least they're dealing somewhat with their pollution problems. Let's see. Now it's General Motors on this bandwagon, Volkswagen, Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, electric cars increasing to go along with Tesla and the vacuum cleaner company.
You know, it's so funny. I just bought a Dyson vacuum. I totally was against the hype. I thought it was just overpriced and just kind of a trendy thing. Yeah. I was so wrong. It is the most amazing vacuum ever. The technology really is incredible. So I would be interested in a Dyson car based on the battery life that that's where this all came from. They've invented this cordless vacuum, and the battery is apparently so incredible. That's putting them into the electric car business.
I would think that you'd want to be very careful about this until they have some infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I just want to ride on a vacuum.
Yeah. I know, right?
Victoria's vacuum, by the way, is no joke. It's very pretty. It's like pink and purple.
Right? She was posting all over Instagram about it.
It's decorative.
I'm like a boring married lady now because like the vacuum was super exciting to me.
All right, let's see here. The new TWA lounge. Anybody here not remember TWA?
I've never flown it, but I know what it is.
They went out of business in, American Airlines bought them out in 2004. They went down. It was tough for them to recover after the 747 was shot down, even though nobody wants to admit that's what happened to it in 1996. at the end of Long Island. But they were the most iconic. They were my favorite airline of all time. I loved TWA. Would fly them wherever I could, and they had great staff. I loved the way the plane. It was fun. TWA was fun. So as an aviation enthusiast, I'm really interested in this opening of the hotel, the TWA Hotel, at the World Trade Center. It's going to open up next year. It'll be, now, it's interesting.
Will the bathrooms be really small?
Well,
plane. It was just a joke.
You know, the fellow, I've become friends with that guy that runs the Pan Am restaurant. In the guy that runs the, there's a fellow in Los Angeles who owns a company that owns every conceivable kind of plane interior. This guy has gone to every place in the world, every plane junkyard, taken planes apart, and set them up on a studio lot. So that whenever there's whenever you see a scene in a movie or a TV show in a plane, it's on this guy's lot. He's got them all, and everybody goes there because they can't afford to have done what he did with all these planes, set them all up. So the lighting, everything is very cool. And he also has an old 747 from Pan Am that he set up as a restaurant. And they have meals there every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And he's invited me to come. I haven't gone over there yet, but it's the kind of stuff. It's so much fun. Anyway, so the TWA Hotel is on the grounds of JFK, and it's near the old TWA Flight Center terminal, which I think JetBlue has now, doesn't it? Isn't that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Right. So anyway, this will be in memory of TWA because it's such an iconic airline. Fabulous, fabulous airline. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In Alamosa, Colorado, and hundreds of other cities, you must have a license to own a dog or a hamster or many other pets, but not a cat. Maybe they want to encourage cat ownership, as governments have done for centuries. Ancient Egyptians so valued the cat's prowess in keeping the rats under control, they made it a capital crime to kill a cat. Some cats were mummified and buried with their owners, a bond thousands of cat lovers to this day can understand. But why the double standard with other pet licenses? Why would the town council encourage cats but discourage dogs? Maybe if we all looked through the lens of liberty, we would see that every license gives power to the government at the expense of our freedom.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Joining us now is Doris Higginbotham. Ms. Higginbotham is the president of Canon Information Technology Services, which is a part of Canon USA, and many people, I think most everybody knows that name because they provide support services for all kinds of small office and consumer products being delivered, digital cameras, camcorders, printers, fax machines, you name it, they make it and they supply it. So, one of the main reasons for you being here, Doris, if I may call you that, is to talk a little bit about Canon and then a contest that you ran. It's kind of cool. It's really kind of a fun thing. But let's find out a little about Canon and how that business is changing with all of the technology that you must be influenced by.
Sure. Well, we've been here in Albuquerque for a little over 3 years, and it's been an amazing experience. The Albuquerque community has embraced Canon. We have embraced the community, and we've really created a family here at Canon Information Technology Services. So as a presenting sponsor for the past 2 years and this year, we were so excited to renew our contract, and we now, as of this morning, officially announced to all of our employees that we will be the presenting sponsor for another 3 years. And, you know, within our organization here at Canon, we're a people business. Our people are taking care of Canon's precious customers, and each and every day they're helping our customers, and we wanted a way to give back to our employees. And so with the balloon fiesta and the sponsorship renewal, we wanted to do something different, something really memorable.
All right, let me give you a little background here, because as a person who's actually seen this fabulous experience, I was on KOB in Albuquerque for a while, and a friend of mine ran the station for a number of years, so he invited me on a couple of occasions to come and just watch this festival. It's like nothing else. Many of the travel magazines highlight it. You see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these fabulously colorful balloons in the sky at dusk. It's really a sight to behold. So Canon, being in Albuquerque, is sponsoring the Hot Air Balloon Festival, and as part of it, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong here, Doris, you offered your employees an opportunity to ride in your hot air balloon. So how is it decided that Mariah Mescanaris, if I'm pronouncing your name right, Mariah, and Jacques Tony were to take a ride in this fabulous balloon?
Well, with our Albuquerque Canon team, we wanted to give everybody an opportunity to participate in the event. And as part of preparation for that, we met with employees individually to talk about what it means to be a part of the Canon family, what it means to be a part of the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. And all of the stories were very inspiring. It was incredible. But two really stood out, and those were from Mariah and Jacques. And it was clear that we needed to surprise them. They're two incredibly special people. And I have to say, the look on their faces this morning was, again, incredibly memorable.
All right, Mariah, tell us your feeling, your experience. Give us a few seconds on what you felt as you took a ride in this balloon.
I felt shocked. I couldn't believe it was real. So I was in shock. Then I had a couple of seconds of just rush of adrenaline excitement. And when I actually entered the balloon and we were starting to take off and we started waving to our coworkers, it was surreal. This is seriously a highlight of my life. And I'm so thrilled that Canon allowed me to be part of this, truly. And for them to surprise me. I really wanted to cry, but I think I was so excited I didn't even have tears ready for the morning to cry.
Hi, Jacques, what about your experience?
Christmas came early this year.
Oh.
It was just like, I came to work and I ended up in the air. That's really... It's just so still in shock. I'm just still in shock. When he told me, I'm usually not one that's lost for words, but all I can say was thank you, and just was just so honored to have this opportunity to go and fly in a balloon. I've never been in one ever, so now I've knocked that off my bucket list.
Well, you don't have the same experience watching, but the beauty of this thing is really it's breathtaking, and for somebody who's witnessed it, I'm happy to have the story. Doris Higginbotham, who runs the Canon Information Technology Unit at Canon USA. Thank you. And to Mariah and Jacques, thank you very much for being here.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.